Sally had a scab on her knee from falling off her bicycle last week. It itched. She scratched the area around it, knowing that the scab wasn't ready to come off yet. She was sitting on the high-backed chair near the fireplace, and her feet didn't quite reach the floor. She wished they would. "Little pitchers have big ears," Uncle Jack said with a nod in her direction. On the far side of the living room, Mom, Ma Fanny, Aunt Betty, and Uncle Jack were huddled together. They spoke in hushed voices so that Sally could make out only a few words. "God forbid. Keep your fingers crossed. Never should have gone there." They were talking about Douglas. Something had happened to him. Sally wasn't exactly sure what, but Daddy was at the hospital now with Douglas, and Mom was waiting impatiently for the phone to ring with news about him. Sally ran her hands along the arms of the chair. It was covered in pink and green flowered material, shiny and almost new. The whole living room was pink and green, although Mom didn't say pink. She said rose beige. It was a beautiful room, soft and peaceful. Sally loved it. She wished they used it every day, and not just on special occasions. One Sunday, her father built a fire in the brick fireplace, and he and Sally and Douglas sat around on the floor reading the funnies. But Mom said it made a mess, so they'd had no more log fires. On either side of the fireplace, bookcases climbed to the ceiling, and between them and over the fireplace was a large mirror, reflecting the rest of the room. Something had to be very wrong with Douglas. Otherwise, why were they sitting in the living room tonight? "Stop picking, Sally," Mom said. "You'll only make it worse." Sally took her hand away from her knee. She twirled a strand of hair around her finger and yawned. "Why don't you go up to bed?" Mom asked. "Look how tired you are." "I'm not tired." "Don't give me a hard time," Mom snapped. "Just go on up." Aunt Betty touched Mom's shoulder, then walked over to Sally. "Come on," she said. "I'll keep you company while you get ready." They went upstairs to Sally's room. Aunt Betty flopped across the bed. She was Mom's younger sister. She taught fourth grade, and sometimes she brought marbles to Sally and Douglas. Marbles that had wound up in her treasure chest because someone in her class had been fooling around with them instead of paying attention. And once a marble found its way into Aunt Betty's treasure chest, the owner could kiss it goodbye. That's why Douglas and Sally had such great marble collections. Sally's favorite was clear green all over. "Mom's mad at me," Sally said, "and I didn't do anything." "She's not mad," Aunt Betty said. "She's worried about Douglas, that's all." "She acted mad. She didn't have to holler. Try to understand." "What's the matter with Douglas anyway?" "He's had an accident." Sally knew that. She'd been outside tossing her pink Spalding ball against the side of the house when two boys carried Douglas to the back door. There'd been a big commotion then, and Sally was sure of just one thing. Douglas was crying. She'd been surprised about that. "They were playing in Union Woods," Aunt Betty said, "and Douglas tried to jump across the brook, but he lost his balance and fell, and when he did, he dislocated his elbow." "We're not supposed to play in Union Woods," Sally said. "There was a strange man who hung out in there. Last month, the principal of Sally's school had sent a notice to each classroom warning the kids not to go into Union Woods anymore. That afternoon, Sally had asked Douglas, 'Do you know about the strange man in Union Woods?' And Douglas had answered, 'Sure.' 'What kind of strange man is he?' Sally said. 'What do you mean?' Douglas asked. 'Is he a murderer or a kidnapper or what?' 'He's just strange,' Douglas told her. 'What does that mean?' 'You know.' 'No, I don't.' 'Well, he's kind of crazy,' Douglas said. 'Oh, crazy.' Sally thought about that for a minute. 'Crazy how?' In general, Douglas said. What does that mean? I don't have time to explain now. I'm busy.